Global Perspectives, Reading and Writing, Book 1.
Unit 1, College Life. Words in Focus. Search the internet for words and phrases. Admission. Assignment. Bachelor's Program. Department. The OECD. Part-time job. Schedule. Sophomore. Student union. Survey.
Casual reading. How do you manage your time? Welcome message from the union. Student union. Jesse Miller. Sophomore. Welcome to our department. I'm Jesse, a second-year student. Time management is essential for students. How do you manage your time? Here are some tips for you about your weekly schedule, daily routine, and priorities. Tip 1. Schedule your week. You should try to get a clear image of your weekly schedule. Like most of you, I have a part-time job, but I work only on Sundays because I want to save weekdays for other things. For example, I spend Monday evenings with the members of the Japanese Speaking Club. Tip 2. Create a routine. Keep regular sleep hours and get your life in rhythm. I get up at 7 every morning, although I have no morning classes on Tuesdays and Fridays. So I am never late for any classes. I also make it a rule to do yoga stretches before going to bed. Tip 3. Set priorities. For us, studying should be the priority, right? I usually study in the library. But when I have no time during the day, I work at home to make sure I complete my assignments. When I have some spare time, I enjoy talking with my friends, watching movies, or playing video games. This is how I manage my time. Remember, effective time management plays a huge role in enriching your college life.
Academic reading. How old were you when you entered college? Average age of new entrants to higher education. In Japan, most students enroll in bachelor's programs by the age of 20. However, this trend may be a rare case compared to the rest of the world. An international organization, Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, conducted a survey on the average age of first-time entrants to tertiary education in 43 countries. The chart shows some of the results from the 2017 survey. In Japan, the average age of new students entering college is 18. This is the youngest among all the surveyed countries. This result can be explained by two reasons. First, the OECD claims that it may be related to the Japanese life structure of three traditional stages: education, work, and retirement. Many Japanese students go straight to college from high school. Right after graduating from college, they often get a job. Many of them work in the same company for their entire life. Because of this tradition of a three-stage life, the average age of college students in Japan is kept very low. Secondly, the OECD mentions the well-developed college admission system in Japan. Many different types of exams are offered as a way to enter universities. Some of them are quite flexible. Importantly, high school students are given opportunities to try different exams. Thanks to such a flexible system, it is relatively easy for Japanese high school students to go on to college immediately after graduation. In summary, the OECD's 2017 survey shows the tendency of Japanese students to enter college at a relatively early age. This low average age of entry can be explained by factors including the traditional way of life and the entrance examination system in Japan.
Writing outline. Main idea and details. 1. The one thing that I want to achieve in college is to experience leadership. I will explain my goal, why I want to do this, and how I will achieve it. To explain more clearly about my goal, I would like to work as a leader in class and club activities. For example, it would be great if I could help other students with their studies. Many university classes include discussion-based activities or debates. My experience in these areas will help other students to improve their abilities. The reason that I want to do this is to help me in my future working life. I hope to work in management, so school is a good chance for me to experience managing and supporting others. Companies employ many different kinds of people. Similarly, some students in the class are shy. I want to help such students participate in discussions. By doing so, I can improve my management skills. My plan to achieve this goal is to be brave and put my hand up as a peer mentor as much as possible. I will ask my teachers what I can do to experience leadership. I would also like to join a club. If I join a smaller club, I believe that I will be able to become a leader and develop my skills further. By graduation, I would like to have plenty of experience as a leader, because this will prepare me for the future. I will try to take a leading role in class and club activities.